A landmark study is calling into question the government's official dietary guidelines as enshrined in the food pyramid. For a decade, the government has told Americans to stay away from fat and to eat lots of carbohydrates. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, the new study, published today in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, suggests that the pyramid and other official guidelines are obsolete.
The food pyramid is an American icon. At the base are bread, cereal, and pasta, up to 11 servings a day. Veggies and fruits are next, with 2 to 5 servings. As the pyramid narrows, it suggests eating fewer dairy products, eggs, and meat servings. At the tip are fats and sweets, to be used sparingly. As sensible as that may sound, Walter Willett of the Harvard School of Public Health says the food pyramid is a license to overeat.
I think the pyramid is so out of sync with scientific evidence that it almost has to be totally dismantled and rebuilt from the ground up.
The pyramid's problem, he says, is
that it was only fat calories that would make you fat. And the reality is it's too many calories from whatever the source, whether they be from carbohydrates or from fat.
Willett and a colleague, Marjorie McCullough, decided to look at heart disease and cancer among people whose diets matched the official government advice. They compared these people to others who ate a Harvard-designed diet containing fewer carbohydrates and more fats, the right kind of fats, vegetable oils, nuts, foods that don't contain harmful trans fatty acids. The study looked at 100,000 health professionals. Those who ate the Harvard way, not the official way, did much better.
The benefit we've seen, for example, a reduction in heart disease by approximately 40% in men and 30% in women, is actually quite large. What we've seen is the impact of diet can be just as powerful as the best cholesterol-lowering drug in terms of prevention.
When it came to cancer, researchers saw no benefit from the lower carbohydrate Harvard diet. The relationship between diet and cancer is more complicated. Still, the study shows that official advice to minimize fat is obsolete. Alice Lichtenstein of Tufts University agrees. She was on a federal panel that updated the official guidelines less than 2 years ago. Lichtenstein says the new Harvard study confirms what most nutritionists believe, that the 2000 guidelines are already out of date. But she doesn't think the food pyramid and official guidelines are to blame for American obesity.
I think we're giving the pyramid too much credit, that people are actually following it to the letter, and that's why we're getting fatter. I think there are a lot of reasons why we're getting fatter. I also think a whole industry was spawned on low-fat food, so people could consume fat-free brownies, fat-free ice cream, fat-free cookies, and that really has contributed to the increased caloric intake, the increased carbohydrate, and the increase in obesity.
Willett doesn't think that industry would have sprung up without the powerful influence of the food pyramid, and he thinks it may take a long time to build a better pyramid.
And there is real concern that being based in the Department of Agriculture, that other powerful economic interests above and beyond what's good for human health may have an influence, and that would be unfortunate.
Agriculture Department officials refused to comment on tape. A spokesman said the department is re-examining the food pyramid, and by law it must revamp its dietary guidelines by 2005. We have a lot on our plate right now, he said. Meanwhile, Willett thinks an era of confusion may be ending.
The public clearly has suffered during the last decade from shock about diet and health. Many of the things that the public had been told were almost gospel truths that are not supported by data and more recent studies. I think that this is hopefully going to be a passing phase.
Nutrition science is advancing fast, he says, and just then his assistant delivers a lunch that embodies the Harvard way of healthy eating.
It starts off with brown rice and tofu, stir-fried vegetables, and a good layer of peanuts on top, and then an apple to finish it off.
That's carbohydrates from whole grain, protein from tofu and nuts, healthy fat from vegetable and nut sources, other nutrients from vegetables and fruit. Willett isn't waiting for some government panel to tell him what he should be eating. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.